This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys are friends of the program, man. I can never turn y'all down.
I know that's right. That's Stacey King.
The friends of the program are my friends, and they are friends for life.
Afternoons on the Score.
Chuck and Bill, back to you courtside.
And there's Caleb Williams, the quarterback of the Chicago Bears, being introduced to the crowd.
Caleb Williams was out there chilling.
Nice sweater.
Yeah, that sweater costs more than we make. I peeped that and I was like, oh, I can't afford that.
That's a good look. Who's he next to? Do we know?
I don't know. I couldn't recognize the person that he was with.
Me neither, but another but athletic shout out, type.
Shout out to him for sitting courtside. And because here's the difference, I think, between like L.A. and New York and Bulls games. A lot of times, celebrities that go to Bulls game will sit in the box. And you have like Megan Thee Stallion because, you know. But I like that he sat courtside in yesterday's game. He was right there. You look, there's KC over his left shoulder. Then there's Cassidy over his right shoulder.
Uh-huh.
It was cool to see him because he continues to want to be a part of the Chicago athletic thing.
Hey, man, I love the sport crossover. I adore it when athletes, like, it was fun to see DJ Moore and Cole Kmet at the Cubs game a few weeks back.
Absolutely.
Fun to see Derrick Rose throwing out the first pitch on the south side.
And taking it very seriously.
Absolutely. So I love seeing Caleb with the good seats over there watching the Bulls. Too bad he had to watch the Bulls play as poorly as they did.
Yeah, but then he gave the fans a moment last night, throwing the ball into the stands. And again, I see that's a football worth fighting over.
If anybody did not see it, Caleb sitting courtside, cameras on him, and a football gets tossed into his lap. He's got, was it a Sharpie?
Yes.
I think it was a Sharpie.
Someone tossed him a Sharpie. He signed it, stood up, and then yoked it. Like, he was like, hey, upper deck.
Third deck? I think 300?
Like sweet level. I think it was middle between the 100
and the
300
level. Yeah. I think that's where he got it.
So second suite level or the first?
First suite level.
First suite level. Yeah. But still, from courtside, that's an impressive
without
toss.
Without warming up, absolutely, it's an impressive toss.
I need to check the deep ball quarterback ratings that Warren Sharp had at Sharp Football. Like, does that improve Caleb's deep ball rating? Because it was not very good this past
year.
Nope,
there was no pass rush. Here's what KC Johnson said about Caleb being at the game.
You got asked to take selfies with fans so many times. And I actually debated whether or not to tweet this, but I ended up doing it. And it got a lot of engagement, which I'm happy about. Because you can say this is a small thing, but I watched 50, 60 kids go up to that dude, and he didn't turn one kid down for selfie.
Oh,
and
often nice.
He would take the phone himself and then flip, you know, the reverse camera thing around and take the picture himself and then hand the camera back to the kid. Like, he was an expert at it. And so, you know, those are little things, but, you know, I was impressed by that. And
yeah.
So I don't like bothering people in those situations. You know, when I'm not working, he's not working. I did have one interaction with him because Coby White came chasing a loose ball one time and absolutely blew up the row to the point where the chairs smashed into our media table, and Cassidy Hubbard from ESPN and myself both lost our monitors. The table came into us. It was actually a pretty severe collision, and the first time it had happened all year. And Caleb and his buddy were away from the seats getting something to eat.
So oh, my gosh.
Dude, you almost got taken out. And then the Caleb smiled, and I said, oh, wait, you probably could have handled it, but your buddy might have been toast.
Oh, Casey, that's great. Could you imagine Caleb Williams gets hurt at the Bulls game?
Well, he's been sacked enough.
I think right. White would have been hurt, actually, because Caleb looks like a pretty big dude.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Wow, that's tremendous.
Don't want him to get sacked.
No.
At the Bulls game.
68 times during the NFL season was enough.
While you were gone, Speaks, we talked with Brian O'Keefe, who did the feature piece in Esquire. This is what he said about the cool factor of the Bears quarterback.
To me, Caleb was interesting for a few different reasons. I mean, first of all, he's kind of a different kind of character from an NFL quarterback. Very confident, you know, the confidence to launch an investment firm before he's even played his first snap in the NFL. The confidence to paint his nails and show himself, show his real personality. So all that came together, and I think there is a tension, you know, especially for Bears fans to see what's really going to happen with him on the field and with the team. And I think all that together, you know, just really makes him a really compelling character. A lot of Bears fans would say they mostly care what he does on the field. But, you know, looking at him as a character, he was living in Copenhagen for part of the offseason because his girlfriend lives in Copenhagen. But also, you know, he's a guy who's very interested in European culture, in fashion, in food, in different perspectives around the world. He's not somebody who's just, he does live and breathe football and has been since he was a kid. But that's not all he lives and breathes. You know, he's also really interested in all kinds of subjects, in business. And I think, you know, if he can pull that off, if he can be successful as an investor and a business person off the field, while at the same time leading the franchise and being a top NFL quarterback, that will be an incredible story.
Let's talk about Copenhagen sometime when we have more time.
You've been?
Oh, yeah, I was there.
I've never been.
I was there for a weekend one time, and it was unbelievable.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Should put it on the list?
Let's do it. Oh, absolutely, dude. 100%. Fascinating city.
I think Russ just got back from there. I think he spent a big amount of his time on his European vacation in Copenhagen.
Yeah, man. The people I was with were
apparently only the cool people go there.
People I was with were hanging out all night, and then I went to bed, and they're like, "All right, we're going to go dancing, and then go have breakfast."
You know who loves to dance and then get breakfast?
Dave Wanstead.
You damn right, and he's going to do it next here on The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.